UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And who would have thought that the University of Louisville football would be the epicenter of the football universe on June 21st. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
I mean, pretty much anybody that's anybody wants to play football at the University of Louisville now.
Obviously.
I mean, just when you... I mean, I'll just keep it macro because we'll get there. But, I mean, this is the place to be. I mean, this is, if you want a football career going forward, if you want to play at the highest level, you know, this is where you got to go.
Years and years ago, we knew we were headed. You want to know, Steve, when I was on here and I was saying, hey, y'all, Adidas is making a push to make Louisville the epicenter of the college sports universe.
Mm-hmm.
They threw things at us, Steve. They got our coaches fired. They got us facing all kinds of made up new laws.
And yeah.
They started calling Adidas the booster all of a sudden.
Yes.
Just tried to rewrite the entire. When we had the Adidas end zone, when we saw our stadium transform to what it was, I mean, FBI, let's put together some kind of shadow operation, and we got to do something. At the end of the day, Steve, here we are. Listen, I ain't going to lie. NCAA, y'all derailed our program a little bit. You kicked the can down the road a little bit, but this was coming. This was absolutely coming.
Yeah, and...
thank you, Lamar.
Right. You know, thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Jair.
Thank you, Jair.
Thank
you, everybody.
Thank you, Michael Bush.
Thank you, Michael Bush.
Thank you, Brom, Chris.
Yeah. just everybody.
Just Louisville history.
Yeah, Teddy. down the list. Dave Vergone.
Stephon.
Yeah, thank you, LaFours. You know, it's just...
Lavelle.
Yeah, Lavelle Boyd. Thank you, Lavelle.
Zeke.
That one Broderick Clark. You know, just a drink guy. Wait, Juwan Spillman, thank you.
Dion
Bush, Brent. Sorry. If you could put those two together, though.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, we might have. His name might be Reuben Owens.
Boom. Jair.
Yeah, all of them, baby.
Makai.
I am the fact that Louisville has landed the number one running back in America is just surreal to me. It's just surreal.
Nikki, the future is coming.
Coach Satterfield.
Got the train home. We're going to get it back to what's supposed to be. Like I tell people. Get on the train right now. We expect for that stadium to be 55,000. Standing room only. You go out in the gut. Let me in. Let me in. Why? Because the train is rolling.
Nikki, I want you to look up right now.
But it's coming.
How many high school football players are there in the country? How many high school football players? Just Google. Approximately how many high school football players there are in the country?
How many high school football? But we turn me up.
How many high schools there are?
Just in general. There we go. That's better.
In general, Steve. I mean, listen, I was out here trying to do the math. I mean, just think about your district.
Yeah.
You know, your district, and then do your region in your area, in your little part of the, you know, your 25-mile radius that you live.
Yeah.
Think about the high schools and your 25 to 30-mile radius and just do radius after radius after radius all over the United States of America. And what I want you to do is each school has about 10 to 12 running backs.
Yep. Yep.
Or aspiring running backs, right?
There were 4 or 5 running backs at Bullet Central when I was there.
That's what I'm telling you. And another 5 that wanted to be running backs, probably could have been running backs, but you needed them at linebacker or something, you know? Just so
or tight end.
Yeah, right? So, Steve, put all of these high school football players and then put all the running backs in a big United States of America gumbo of running backs.
Nikki V, you got a number?
I do. 1,093,234 high school football players. Approximately 6.5% of those will play in college. That's 71,060 for those of you who left your abacus at home.
Somebody said, so 1,093,234.
Divide that number by 6.
Divide that by 6. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because there's about 6 running backs on every one of those teams.
I'm slow typing. Sorry. Divided by 6 is 182,205.6.
So out of
there's a little person on one of those teams.
83,000 running backs. Out of 183,000 aspiring running backs,
who is number one?
Out of 183,000 running backs, there's only one head coach in the United States of America that could get the top running back to say, you know what? I don't like what you're doing, and the University of Louisville is going to be the epicenter. Running back you, baby!
And his name is Frederick Scott Satterfield!
He just became the number one recruiter.
Never doubted. Never doubted it for a second.
It's called motivation.
Purposeful motivation.
That's what it's called. It's called.
And you know what I'm doing this
hearing.
Baby, go ahead. Go ahead and grab that Angel's Envy.
If that's not worth a shot of Angel's Envy, I don't know what is, Satterfield. Hey, listen, he told us first game. He didn't prepare us for this one. Because here's the other thing, Steve. Here's the other problem. And you let that play. When you get, Steve, there's other things that come along with getting the number one running back in the country.
Well, do tell.
First and foremost, everybody knows that Louisville got the number one running back. And I don't care if you hate the University of Louisville. Guess what you want to see? The number one running back in the country. So eyeballs and cash revenue come from having the number one running back in the country. Sure, you think Adidas is going to be happy to have the number one running back in the country on their Adidas-sponsored stadium?
And somebody would say,
I think you paid it.
Is Ruben Owens worth $2, $3 million?
Yeah. To Adidas?
Yeah. Maybe.
I think he is. So, did you guys pay him? Hell yeah, we paid him.
And I hope he made more than you. Aaron Torres, you better leave us alone. We just over here doing our thing.
They did pay.
Minding our business, Aaron. We ain't bothering nobody. We just doing our thing. We getting quarterbacks out of here.
Rummage and Maven, are you paying those guys?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. We're paying them a lot of money.
Are they going to get one of those Bentleys?
We can do this way, or we can do it the pain way. But we're going to do it.
We're going to get them either way. See, we cannot NIL them before they get here and be the favorite for the number one basketball player in America.
Or we can beat them over the head with NIL.
Or we can pay them all the money and get the number one running back in the country. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Listen, the phone lines are open. 8-8150-93-9 is the number. The text line is open. 3831-93-9 is the text line. Please feel free to jump in here with us if you want to share in the excitement. Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Start us off right.
Hey, and not only did we get the number one running back in the country, but everything at work broke, so I got to go home early. Let's go, dude.
Hey, big day, baby.
It's just, hey, man, hey, everything's all good. It's the we stuck to our guns, man. We never doubted him for a second. We knew it the whole time, baby. The whole time. It was all planned out, man. Now, I'm so excited. So, me and my buddy, we were recording our podcast, our first episode yesterday. 10 minutes in is when Ruben committed. Shout out to the High 502 podcast. We're going to be dropping.
Congratulations. Say that again.
I stepped on it.
Sorry. Hear it clear.
The High 502 podcast. First episode, we went a little bare bones with it, but the audio quality is going to improve big time, episode two. But, yeah, 10 minutes in, man, we had all our notes ready, and then he committed, and then the show just completely went off the freaking rails. Man, I'm so excited.
Wait a minute. I have to ask. Yep. Everybody's wondering the same thing. Say that title again, and you answer the question that I'm going to ask you.
All right, the High 502 podcast. We made the high five. We came up with the name. I thought it was smooth.
Oh, so it's not because you're high. Never mind. Don't answer that. Listen, I like the idea.
It's a double entendre. Yeah.
We'll just listen. It's up to the viewer's interpretation. You know, it could be taken in many ways.
Yes, I've heard. Appreciate the call, Cody.
Yes.
Who we got up next, Nikki? Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Mark? What's up, Steve? You know, I had to call in for this.
For sure. Fire away, man.
Man, like I said last night, Marcus, I was so happy I was actually dancing on TikTok. And I'm not a dancing type of person. So I cannot, like, I know we still play this season, but I cannot wait for the 2023 season, 24 season, because it's going to be a blast these next 4 to 5 years. The Satterfield. I think everything I'm back, I said about you bad. I believe now.
Listen, Lawrence, I appreciate the call. Listen, here's the thing, though. I'm not going to wish one day away. Now, I want more time to develop what you got right now, because I want to hit the ground running when we hit Syracuse. I want the preparation to have a ready-to-go infrastructure.
Yes.
So when we get Reuben Owens and Pierce Clarkson on this campus, we're ready to roll.
Oh, my gosh,
So
man.
Take advantage of every single day you got right now. So, Steve, let me go back to it.
Okay.
Number one running back in the country. Mm. It brings eyeballs.
Where's he going?
Number one running back in the country is going to University of Louisville, which makes Louisville the epicenter. The most exciting position for the football purist is running back. Quarterback and running back.
If you want a receiver, we got top five receiver too. DeAndre Moore.
Listen, so here's the thing.
So
here's the thing. You get the running back. The most electric guy.
Yeah.
You get the running back. You get the eyeballs that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
You get the attention that comes with it. You get the financial ramifications from your shoe contracts and all that good stuff. And just the listen. Do you know how many young high school eyeballs are on the number one running back in the country, Steve?
Yeah. A lot.
A lot. That's he's the guy. He's the Instagram, top dog, Steve. The top dog in the recruiting world running back just chose Louisville. So I've already given you five things that come along with getting the number one running back. And you know what else you get, Steve?
I'm listening.
You get the hate.
Oh, I love that.
You get the hate.
I love it.
We get to hate when we're winning, get to hate when we're losing. Just
you receive the hate. And here's the thing. It's that I don't care about this level hate too. It's great when you get that hate where they just have to say, I'm just hating. Like when I read a quote and it says, I'm not trying to accuse anyone of anything, but Louisville getting 2 5-star guys in the class of 2023 from Texas and Cal is way more suspicious than anything Texas A&M did. What did Texas A&M do that was suspicious?
Paid players.
When did that become suspicious?
It's not.
So okay, where does this sentence go next? Louisville shouldn't be allowed to pay as much as Texas A&M?
It goes here. Typing, if y'all hear. It is suspicious. I used to write for KSR, and now I'm national guy, and I am mad because Louisville is going to kick my team's a. Let's see, sign.
Ampersand. Yeah.
On a yearly basis. Tweet.
Who we got up next, Nikki? Zach, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Baby. Fire away.
Marcus. Longtime listener here, first time caller.
Appreciate it.
Wow, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I just got to say, guys, can I just get a big woo? Because it feels great to be part of the Cards family, be a Louisville fan.
Listen, you know that part is coming. Let me ask you this. Is this news going to help you enjoy this season a lot more or a lot less?
You know, that's kind of a tough question. I've been listening to you guys daily. We all kind of ride the fence as far as what to expect for this year.
Not anymore. Total domination.
Right. But we obviously want a good year, but I really think that with the momentum in the recruiting field, I really don't think we can say anything about Satterfield this year. Unless we just completely kick the bucket and only win 2 or 3 games, because we almost have to hold on to this recruiting class to give us, at least be able to unleash our expectations for the next 2 or 3 seasons. Because if we get rid of Satterfield and staff, I don't see too many people in this class holding on.
Zach, I appreciate the call, Zach. Not today, people. I'm not going to let you do it. It's no disrespect. I'm not going to let you do it. Not even the first hour, especially not the first hour. Steve taught you about 101 ways in your summer. How about 101 ways that we keep this class together? How about 101 ways that we misdiagnosed and we were sitting on a complete explosive beast mode of a program? That's what I'm doing with my day today. Nikki, who we got up next? Smitty, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, guys? I just wanted to throw a little comment out there. I'm interested in this Pierce Clarkson, his ability to galvanize and bring people together. And I was thinking what we're seeing kind of in real time is this thing that happened in basketball with AAU, where you had all of these athletes who finally started hanging out with each other outside of their own team and bringing themselves together to go to college. And now football's catching up with that 7-on-7.
Are you saying Pierce Clarkson is the LeBron of college football?
He might. I mean, time will tell. He is our LeBron. I can say that, at least for right now, just by the way that he's bringing people together from different places. And we haven't seen that in football, really, because football is, you know, it doesn't really travel in that way until now with that 7-on-7. So I think it's really interesting to see how all of this is kind of coming together in real time.
Listen, Smitty, I can't argue with anything you said. I appreciate the call. So getting back to it, Steve.
Yeah.
You brought the hate. Or you're bringing the hate. You're bringing the attention. Steve, I probably listed 8 things.
Right.
I have to say something, Steve.
Okay, say it.
You're going to get so mad at me.
Okay, let's
do it. But then not. Nikki, you get your marking fingers ready to...
They are stretched out and ready.
Get your marking fingers ready to run it up the flagpole. Steve, quite some years ago, Steve.
Yes.
I saw this individual. It's a very underrated individual wearing a University of Louisville uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched.
I'm going to say it first. I think Ruben Owens is going to win the Heisman.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus May.
Good morning. I'm Nick Balvano, the Sports Center Update, brought to you by Bear Nose Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. Scott Satterfield, dare I say, out here working fools again. Ruben Owens, 5-star running back, a hard commit to Louisville last night, taking to Twitter to announce this. Ruben Owens, the number one ranked running back in the 2023 class, according to 247 Sports, the number two running back in the ESPN class of 2023. The recruit good enough to make U of L's 2023 ranking the 11th in the 2023 class. Some programming notes on the diamond tonight. Reds and Dodgers will kick off a series 6-10 over on ESPN 680, 105.7. In the College World Series, Arkansas and Auburn, they'll be in action right here on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app at 640. More middays with Marcus Bibb next. This is SportsCenter.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. We got a big problem now. You and I have a huge problem that just came out of this break. Now,
you made me laugh during that sports center. That's what that pause was.
Now that's a funny part too. We'll address that one here in a second. So Nikki, I was waiting for you to fall flat on your face coming back from this break. I was waiting for your music choice to be absolute trash, right? Don't ask me why. You know, I'll tell you why. I'll prove it.
I feel like this is going to be hurtful.
I'll prove that I was waiting for you to fall on your face. And I had a zinger. I had it loaded, locked, and ready. Steve, What's that underlined name you see on the notes?
Stacy Broadway.
Stacy Broadway.
I'm listening because I got to admit, I like to be able to look at you and say, oh, yeah, no, but I don't know what Stacy Broadway is.
I know you don't. Yet. Stacy Broadway was going to be Nikki's replacement after he dropped the ball on this rejoin.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell people who Stacy Broadway is because I want y'all to know this name. Stacy Broadway is a DJ, right?
Ooh.
If you looked at my Facebook Live anytime during the Father's Day weekend, you saw I went to Vegas.
Yes, because I was, listen, I won't go very far on that, but when I saw your live and I'm like, where is he going? I saw your shirt and I'm like, and then I was like, has to be there.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Midwest Vegas.
Which, by the way, talk to Dwayne. I want to do Caesars. We should go up to Caesars one evening.
Yes.
We should do that.
He
we'll just stay up there.
I don't know why he wants to hang out with you so bad.
I know.
But every time we're sitting, he says, hey, bro, we got your Steve right here.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I don't know why he like, next time he says that to me,
I know.
I'm going to say,
yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, what? Look, you tired of my company or something?
Yeah, yeah, no, like man. See, hey, but yes. Throw that in his ear. Let's think about
I'm
that.
With it.
That
would be fun. And he really wants to do that, yeah, too. So listen, he's not the one you got to convince, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's gonna be me. So here's the thing: if you looked at my live, I was jamming. This certain Vegas spot had a DJ, right?
Yeah,
and I'm just like, okay, I don't know who that is, but I've been over here, and since I've been over here, it's just been awesome mixes. Awesome mixes. And we were sitting at the machine, and people were jumping in on my live, like, damn, man, they jamming. Like, where you at? Where you at? You know? And I'm like, you know what? Like, in the back room, I was getting the speaker, you know, music, right? Saying, you know what? I got to go up front to see who's, you know what I'm saying? See who's pumping this music like
now
this.
Everybody dance. Now, everybody dance. Now everybody dance, 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 dance. Now everybody dance. Now everybody dance.
Now Nikki? Everybody
dance. I like her. Dance.
Listen.
I could do that.
Did you just
maybe?
Did you just type that in? And did it come right up on YouTube?
I'm on her mixcloud.com, DJ Stacy Broadway. Lovely eyes. Might be Italian. She's got an Italian nose. I mean, gorgeous girl. But yeah, this is kind of dope.
Listen, I was like, hey, I went over there. I'm just like, hey, just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed your set tonight and blah, blah. And she said, look, the gut punch of the day. Oh, yeah, we're friends on Facebook.
Oh, she's a real DJ?
Yes, Steve.
I haven't been paying attention.
From Louisville, yeah. She's listed
she
as
was,
Louisville.
Listen, she was the one doing the partying on Saturday night.
Really?
Yeah, so when I like I said, I realized over the last hour that I just been, you know, I just been vibing, and I'm like, I just have to go see who's the DJ. So I was like, let me just go give some props, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because that's what we do here.
Oh, yeah.
We give props where props are due.
Listen, people that are better than me motivate me, like, in a good way.
Right. Yeah. Which is why this was supposed to be a Nikki Blast segment, but instead it turned into a props for everybody segment. Nikki gets to keep his job.
Well, we have a hard time getting, I just can't go into the... I think it's why we struggle so much when, like...
With regular people.
Hey, well, I follow her, too.
Like, when I mess with... when I mess with Blankenbaker and them, you know, when like, he's harsh on the basketball team, and I'm like... I think I struggle with that so much, because I'm like, how could you? You know, like, he's not a bad guy. Of course he's a Louisville fan, but it's like... But I look at it, and I'm like, how could you? We're all fans. Like, you know, like... And here's the thing. There's no substance to it. Like, Satterfield was getting his teeth kicked in. Like, you know, it was like, there's substance here.
I had the right
angry.
Yeah, right.
There's no substance yet. Like, let Kenny Payne suck, and then we'll talk.
Right.
You know?
Give him a chance to
listen,
to drop the ball.
I love Kenny Payne. I campaigned for Kenny Payne. If we're sitting here 3 years from now, we've made the tournament once, and we're not really getting recruits, and we're he got to go.
He got to go.
What do you want me to say? Like, I'll be with you.
Right. Right. So, okay. So, here's the thing.
By the way, speaking of losers, Nick.
All right. Thanks.
Confession time?
I was a loser last night.
No, no, stop. No, I'm not going to let you do this.
Is he going? Is he being the captain of the Titanic on this one, Nicky?
No.
And
what?
The worst thing Nicky, happened to me, Nick, on the way out.
Where's
the car.
Bob Alvano? He'll give me the truth.
No, Bob, listen, Bob, that's Coach V, by the way. You address him as Coach V.
What about
that's my coach.
I enjoy. Hey, thank you for introducing me to Lance.
Lance McGarvey.
Yes, yes.
That's my
yes,
guy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
Lance. So Lance McGarvey is sitting out there behind us. We got a dinner with him coming up here soon. He was
bang.
Like, yeah, and I told him, I said, it ain't lip service either, bro. I was like, for real. Like, when we say it, we want to do it. So he's sitting behind me in the stands.
And he knew to give me the handshake and then the thumb dap. And then bring it to the –
He's a G.
Yeah.
He's from Dixie Highway.
Listen, Nikki, he gave me the handshake, the thumb dap, the finger lock.
I'm going to say this. Let me just say this on the air because everybody knows, like, Sean is our dude.
Yep.
Sean comes in here. I mean, Sean Moth was the soundtrack of my childhood, man. Like, just incredible, right, growing up. But let me say this, too. I can appreciate what he does and tell y'all, you won't find, like, Lance McGarvey is like, Louisville loses a close game, he might cry in the car. Like, he is that dude is a Louisville fan. So whether you love it, don't like it, whatever, like, just know. He
puts the program first.
Loves U of L. Okay, so the worst thing happened to me, Nick, last night. Look, I made a catch, and by the way, it was like a proud papa moment for me. I ran in. My knee's getting a little better. Like, I felt good. I ran in. I made a catch. And then from the locker room, it was like I felt like his son for a second. I saw Bobby V in the locker room, and he did that. He pointed at me and went, gave me the fist. And I looked back at him and was like,
yeah, I've gotten like four of those my whole life.
I did it, Dad. Like, I almost called him Dad. I'm like, I don't even have dad issues. Like, my dad's a fantastic father, you know? I was like,
just gave you that dad look of approval.
It felt like a pop, you know? And then I struck out later, and he made a joke with the third baseman that I'm almost positive was about me. And I was like, Dad, I'm sorry.
I deserved it.
This is what it's like to be Nick. I'm sorry. No, but Coach V was out there. He's coaching third base for us. We're having a great time. But here's the problem. This is why I'm a loser. I forget what I do sometimes. So last night, I'm up at the plate. You know, I had two base hits. Felt good.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm up there one time. The ball's coming, and I'm like.
Is it late?
No. No, the ball, perfect pitch.
No. I mean late in the game.
No, I was about midway through.
Okay.
Game we lost. But to be fair, we only blew a 7-point ninth inning lead. So,
wait, was the 7 points in the ninth inning, or was it seven points over the course?
It was
of the game?
9-2. I'm saying the ninth inning. It was the seventh, but just so people know what I mean. You know, it was 9-2 going into the last inning. We lost 11-9. So
did y'all? What did you lose?
Well, things happened. Well, no. The team we were playing decided they were awesome. And they were good. And they weren't, I mean, like, we weren't making a bunch of errors, really, in that last inning. I mean, there was a couple, but, like, they were hitting the ball really well, like, right where you just couldn't catch it. I mean, Nick almost made a heroic catch that would have helped. But
did he get dirty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it, like, the fact he even got to it was like, no, okay, give him a little credit on that. Like, yeah, but. Yeah.
So he's like the Jalen Reeves Mabe in other plays where you just end up in the in the frame.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's like. Yeah, just stop chasing people.
So here's the problem. Here's the problem. I'm up to bat. The first pitch is coming. I see it. The sun's down. It wasn't the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I just felt weird. I just felt off. Like, I had
choked.
Now, I will say I had my sunglasses on still, but it was like, and their prescription.
Oh, God.
But I was like, okay, so I just swung and missed. So I'm like,
how did that happen?
So when you swing and miss, you're like, I mean, I'm swinging at the next pitch no matter what. So the next pitch
is the ego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the next pitch was a little inside, and I'm like, you got to take this one. You got to take this.
You didn't. You didn't just open. No, look, you didn't just open all the way up.
I'm watching it come. I'm going, you got to take this. And it's the ball. It's
principle.
And I swung. My body just swung, and I missed it again.
You missed twice.
Yes.
In a row.
So then I just walked back. My team is awesome. Nobody just. Everybody's like. I don't need a pat on the back there, you know. Like, we have a great team.
You're not pat on the back.
We have a team full of athletes. Like, Jamie set the tone with that with Phil Baker game one. Jamie had a crappy hit. Jamie's awesome. Jamie had a terrible hit, right? Mm-hmm. And Phil was like, good job. And before he could even get out of his mouth, Jamie was like, F you. Literally, that's all I said. And it was like, okay, let's set the tone there. Like,
yes.
Don't, no, it wasn't, I did not do good.
So Phil, you believe in tone setting?
Yes, and Jamie set the tone. Like, Nick has put the team together, but Jamie's the leader. Like, Jamie is our team captain, 100%.
The just, hell?
So, yeah. No, I mean, you're like the organizational leader. Jamie is like the...
Yeah, I mean, be proud of your... You are...
Jamie is the emotional leader of the team.
I'd like to think it's good cop, bad cop, but yeah, it's
I'd
fair.
Like to think it's him. And it's... So, anyways, here's where I'm a loser. I forget what I do for a living. Walking out to the car. I got my son. It's already embarrassing enough. Thank God I didn't take Elijah.
Or Charity.
Charity knows. Charity knows, like, yeah, softball, I'm eh. You know, right, like, right. Like, let's play some football. Let's play basketball. Look, we get into basketball. Like, yeah, I'm straight. You know, like, let's play. Softball, I'm just okay. Yep. And my father-in-law is, like, stupid good at softball. I guess I should have mentioned that a long time ago. Like, yeah, like, he's insanely good at softball. So when I play with them, I'm just like, eh. You know, but he can't beat me 1-on-1. But anyways, it was so I'm walking out the car. Real nice dude, played for the other team. And sir, if you're listening, like, feel free to call in. I hope I didn't disappoint you. He turns around and says, "Steve, I love the show, man." I'm like,
oh, so somebody knew who you were when you were striking out?
Yes. And he played for the other team.
And you were a representation of us?
Yes. And I just, the look, and I feel bad. Like, I wanted to tell him, like, hey, man, I really appreciate
that bad
you said
look
that.
Wasn't meant for
but
you.
But, like,
yeah.
When he said it, I'm like, oh, I appreciate it, man. I'm like, oh, God, I could have dug a hole and jumped in it. I'm like, you're on here talking about, well, you know, I used to play sports. Like, I'm like, if I was him, I'd be like, there is no chance Steve Rummage got any letter to play sports. Not one.
Like, there's in any sport.
There's not one.
The way that man struck out, who do you got? We got somebody waiting on the line, Nikki?
Yeah, it's actually our starting right fielder, Benji.
Benji, thanks for joining us, man. Fire away.
All right, guys. So, apparently I'm not, per Mr. Valvano, I'm not allowed to DJ anymore during the game. He made me turn off Rick Ross and J.D. Freemason mid-song.
Ooh, I liked your mix.
I liked my mix, too, but apparently Mr. Valvano did not approve of all the customers. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, he's anyway, a coach.
We played great last night, except for that last inning. Two of those runs were my fault because I turned into Mary Droppins out there right there. It is what it is. But other than that, yes, he struck out. He struck out and pulled a Fred McGriff. He sure did. But he made up for it by not running me over in the fifth inning when he came running at me like a rhino. That was a scary moment.
Benji, listen, I think Benji, I was not as close to Benji as he thinks, but I could hear it in his voice. He was like I ran up on one, and then he had it. So, like, I'm like, I'm going to run on through so that way I don't stop and just jumble it up. Benji was like, me. Like,
so he fundamentally called it like he was supposed to.
Oh, no, he did a great job. But, like, I think he thought, like, in Benji's mind, I threw my glove off and decided, him. I'm coming after, like, I'm going to blindside him.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, them clodhoppers, the feet he was storming at me with, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to get mine over. Anyway, that's the kind of fun last night. We had some fun. We should have won that game. It is what it is. But, you know. Oh, before I hang up, let me put my 2 cents in to make this actual, like, legit sports-related call here. I'm kind of in the Mark Ennis camp. I love the fact we're discussing that we're in the discussion with these high recruits on the football field. Get them signed, then I will get excited. But I still enjoy the fact we're discussing the running back and all these high recruits. But yeah, that's what Marquez said yesterday. I'm in his camp. Get him signed. Then I will be calling in, going nuts.
Benji, hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. Nikki, hang up the phone right
Great
now.
Call, Benji. Great call.
Can we crush Benji for the fact he turned into an all-star after our game? He filled in for your boy Josh Jarboe.
Yeah.
And went like 3-for-4 with like a triple.
And Benji was awesome. Go figure.
And
he was fine during our game, but he was turned into Willie Mays.
Speaking of chairs of shame, Nikki avoided the chair of shame.
Well done, Nick.
Benji.
How'd I do that?
Actually almost made the chair of shame.
When you avoid it, you don't ask. You just say yes.
But there. Hatton.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Listen. Stacey Broadway almost put Nikki Valvano in the
shout
chair.
Shout out to Stacey Broadway, by the way.
Yeah. Did she jump in?
No, I'm just saying shout out to
on
her.
Facebook.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, shout out to her.
You said you follow her already?
I didn't realize it, but I followed like another one of her pages on YouTube.
I'm going to follow her.
Stacey
right
Broadway,
now.
Give her a follow.
Yes, okay. And so here's the thing. You know who occupies the ultimate chair of shame position for today? Thus far? This jackass turncoat that I work with, who would not let his ego let me be great.
Oh, man.
You turncoat.
Is he still sitting out there?
He knew.
Dude, he's sitting right there.
He knew where I was going. About 20 minutes ago, my back is still bleeding from the knife wound. Did Steve rummage? Just try to jump ahead of me because he couldn't handle another 8 years of me talking about how I was the first person to predict Lamar Jackson would win the Heisman Trophy. Steve, I cannot believe you jumped ahead of me on radio to say Reuben Owens. Why did you do that, Steve? Explain.
Look, and let me be clear. I was gonna ask.
I'm gonna choke and die.
Listen. I was actually gonna ask him because I was like, Benji, I feel you, but I was like, I don't think Mark Ennis was wait till they're signed guy. And look, and he immediately was like, I didn't say that. Like, okay, fair enough. I thought you was gonna yell at Drew for being that.
I didn't hear him.
But I didn't know that I was the turncoat.
Steve, you knew I was going to say Reuben Owens.
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Because on a daily basis, on our private phone calls, I hear, nobody else thought it. I said Lamar Jackson was going to be the Heisman. I don't know why I turned into that.
Yes, who am I? Family Guy.
Fat Albert.
Cleveland from... It sounded a little Cleveland from... from Family Guy on that one. I don't know. Or Daryl from The Office.
I just started going down that road.
Would you assume that I didn't?
I know. Stanley.
Stanley.
Stanley. Yeah.
You're watching the show.
Why would you assume that I have diabetes?
Yeah. I don't.
See, look at that noise you made.
He said, listen to you when you get up.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Why would you assume I have diabetes? But, Steve, I will say this. We'll share it. Can we share it? You stole it on the radio.
Okay.
But I said it last night. Can we share it?
Okay.
When Reuben.
That's fair.
I was going to call him Reuben Foster.
I just want to be added in.
So you don't have to sit
if
listen to
me. If he
has
a Reuben Foster-esque career, I'm fine.
I'm finding who gets the credit.
Yeah, like, you know, yes, if he wins the Heisman, I just want to be a part of, like, we said it.
Number two, the second Heisman in University of Louisville history. No, but yeah. In all seriousness, Steve.
There is a serious tone to it, though, and I think what you're trying to say is, because I said it, I said, enjoy this because I don't know that we'll ever have another Heisman. And we still may not.
No, not a Heisman, but a Heisman.
Well, no, that's where I was going. No, you're right.
Caliber.
I mean, because I was like, we'll never have this. But what you're saying is, I'm not sure we'll ever have
a level of athlete. A level of athlete at that position.
When I almost called him LeBron. When Lamar was here, I had a buddy, big Tennessee head from Tennessee and everything. He said, you need to – he told me this, and this is something I think me and you did a good job at passing along. My buddy Clay and stuff, we're talking about Lamar, and we're mad during a game or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like – it was during the Texas A&M game, the bowl game. He said, y'all need to enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
He said because – and he said it like this. You're never going to have another player like mm-hmm. this. Like, this is insane.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Reuben Owens is that caliber player. You know, I mean,
and that's not us talking. When you're the number one running back in the country, that means it's basically unanimous
yeah.
that he is a superior.
Or number two on some, as Nick wants to
why
point
would
out.
You, why, did somebody God, make you put that in there? He's the number one running back on 247, end of highlight on that one. Who made you, who bribed you into, yep. make, into making him number two somewhere else?
I just picked one at random, ESPN, On Three, Rivals.
Oh, On Three is probably 70th.
Yeah, that's why I didn't. That's why I didn't use On Three. Like, so,
he's a nice little three-star running back out of Texas.
At number one,
because I need Marcus. I had to fill a minute.
Because you needed him. You needed,
I needed
everybody
a second
to know.
One. So I got. I need. Well, if I used On Three, that would have been. He would have been the 17th ranked.
Who sent you,
Stacy? How are you in sports radio? Because I know you can jam on the music. Can you not put that we're number two, or our number one running back is number two and some other?
Number seven.
This is 93.9 The Ville. He's the number one running back.
End of.
If he wants to be the number two running back across the hall, he can be the number two running back across the hall. From 12 to 3, he can be the number five running back.
Talk about how Rory McIlroy or somebody just joined the LIV tournament to fill up some sports center space, but not Reuben Owens being number two and some other.
Bruce Koepka.
Whoever. I don't care.
Brooks.
Brooks Koepka.
He said Bruce Koepka. That's Bruce
Koepka. Listen, and the fact that I couldn't even correct you fast enough lets me know. Who else we got on another? Do we got somebody else on
DJ
the line?
Lowski.
DJ Lowski, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, man. You guys are sounding great. I mean, you're coming through loud and clear. I'm on the road listening to you, and I'm just enjoying the show. It is such a great time to be a U of L Cardinal fan. We got the number one running back in the country. Bottom line, just unbelievable. You got to take your hat off to Scott Satterfield and his assistants, man, because they're doing an amazing job with recruiting. But I got a question for you. And also, man, I just wanted to say I enjoy the podcast. Why is it taking Baltimore so long to go on and pay this man? I don't make any sense. I don't understand it. You look at his numbers, you know, and what he's accomplished. Why is it taking him so long to pay him?
It's all in the plan. Don't worry about it. Because I'm going to start a grassroots campaign to fix that soon, so don't even worry about it.
Well, and I think it's by design by him, too.
Mm-hmm.
The more other quarterbacks got paid,
yep.
the higher the price went up. You know,
he's betting on himself, basically.
Yeah, now by him waiting, his contract is going to be significantly higher than it would have been if he would have took a deal 2 years ago, you know, or a year and a half ago. So
let the price keep going
up.
Yeah,
yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me, man.
Yeah, right.
You know?
No, I feel you. Yeah, yeah. No, listen.
I mean, just
go ahead,
God, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. There's nobody like him in it can do what he do in the NFL. Bottom line, you know, you look at what Cleveland did. They went and brought in this cat man. What was his name? Anyway, who cares? And paying him all that money, and I mean, Baltimore should see. Okay, we got a jewel here. This is our franchise. You know, let's go ahead and put the wide receivers around him, man, so that he can be even more of a threat, a danger to defensive schemes. You know, and they don't want to pay him. It's crazy.
Yeah, don't listen.
He should be making at least
DJ Lowski,
you should be making at least $50 million a year.
Listen, don't hit the panic button just yet. I got to move along so I can keep Nikki on track. Last one at the top of the hour. Well. Butch, thanks for joining us.
Welcome
Long
in,
time
Butch.
No hear from. How's it going?
Hello there, fellas. How are you?
Hello, Butch.
I'm sure you can identify how well we are.
Yes, I got that. I want to give a shout out to Joe Magic, the driver that told me that y'all were on cloud nine this morning about getting Reuben Owens.
Shout out, Joe.
Yeah. So, hey, but that's good though, man. Look, bring the same energy when y'all play, you know, Big Blue, because we need y'all to be good again. So for rankings.
Butch, haven't you heard
of beating y'all by 30?
Butch, haven't you heard? They're doing everything they're possible to keep those two MAC games and get Louisville off the schedule.
Yeah, your AD is saving college football by continuing to play FCS teams, as he says.
Eastern Michigan, you may not get a chance to do that thing that you so desperately want to do against the University of Louisville.
Also, Will Levis came run for 4 touchdowns again this year, possibly.
That's probably not going to happen.
Okay. Basketball, man.
Or it might. I don't know.
I like your direction. I like the direction.
Well, thank you.
Make the rivalry again.
Did you already have your DJ Wagner jersey? You already had one, didn't you? You probably got some. Now you got some Kentucky DJ Wagner jersey.
Be careful with that Dillingham jersey, too. Rolling along. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.